From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The pandemic restrictions were lifted on Thursday here in the state by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And with those restrictions, all businesses across the state may operate at 100% capacity, and all limitations on mass gatherings are gone. Businesses and local governments may still adopt and require additional precautions at their discretion, according to state officials. The city of Hobbs is offering the public a venue to safely pop their fireworks in a safety zone beginning today and running through Sunday. Megan Mooney, Director of Communications for the city of Hobbs, elaborates.
This safe zone will be a place where there will be HPD, so Hobbs Police Department and Hobbs Fire Department personnel there to make sure, you know, no one gets too rowdy and there is nothing unsafe being done. And it's your just like you would think for where your airplanes are landing, right out there at the airpark, concrete area, same spot where the fireworks display will be held on July 3rd.
The city will host several other activities throughout the 4th of July weekend. Log on to their website for more information. The city of Artesia has a full slate of events scheduled that includes a Patriotism Film Festival, which begins tonight at the Downtown Performing Arts Center, concluding with the fireworks show Sunday at 9 p.m. at the JC Park. For more information on events, log on to the Artesia Chamber of Commerce website. The city of Carlsbad is loaded with events. Log on to their website. The UFO Festival in Roswell is moving some of their events inside their convention center because of the high threat of rain. Highlighting the event will be recording artist Chevelle Shepherd on Saturday.
So we're just like on cloud nine.
Will be Chevelle's first performance in Southeast New Mexico. The Lovington and Tatum communities will hold their holiday celebration at Chaparral Park in Lovington on Sunday with several events. One of the traditional events will be the Lizard Race, which begins at 6 p.m. and the evening concludes with the fireworks show at 9 p.m. Lovington Mayor Dave Trujillo.
My hat's off to Leslie for doing that with the Chamber of Commerce. The Lovington Board of Commission approved all the fireworks and the supporting staff for the event.
As for Jow and Eunice, log on to their city websites to find out what they will be doing on the 4th of July. For MTD Radio News, I'm Tom A. Reese.